Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zichroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zichroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, says Ben Soiru Meira Nidoin Al Shem Soifoi. That Ben Soiru Meira, we know, gets killed. He gets his chayv skila. He gets killed because he stole money from his parents, and he went and he ate, he was ochel basar, he ate meat, and he drank wine. So the Mishnah over here says that the aveira that he did is not so terrible that he should deserve skila. So why does he get skila just because he stole food from his parents? So the Mishnah says, ben soiru meira nidain al shem soifoi. He's judged for what's going to happen eventually. Yom zakai val yom chayv. That the Mepharshim explained that if the Ben Soiru Meira is not stopped now, if he is allowed to continue, what's going to happen is that eventually he's not going to keep stealing just from his parents, he's going to end up stealing from others, and eventually he's going to be Oymed al Parshas Hadrochim, he's going to stand by the road, and he's going to rob and hold up the people at gunpoint, and other such averis. So therefore, we say, Yom Zakav Yom Schayev, we kill him now, so that he won't come to do more serious averis. The Mepharshim on Chumash, the Mizrahi, Revelio Mizrahi, is a pirish on Rashi and Pashas Kiseitse, brings a kasha. We know, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Ein Adam Nidoin, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu only judges a person according to his actions at that time. And Rashi brings the Medrash, the proof of that. The Pasuk says that when Hagar was sent away, Avram sent away Hagar and Yishmael was sick, he was dying, and the Malachi Asharis told a Kaddish Baruch Hu that Yishmael should not be saved. Because if Yishmael is saved, days later, many generations later, when Bnei Yisrael will be sent into Golus, the descendants of Yishmael are going to cause the descendants of Klai Yisrael to get killed. Tomorrow is a whole maisa, what happened. So therefore, the Malachi Yishar said that Yishmael doesn't deserve to live because his generations later, his descendants will kill Klai Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, no, we only judge a person Basher Husham according to the way his actions at this time, and these actions didn't occur yet. They're going to occur in the future. So even though they're going to occur in the future, we don't take those things into account. We only take into account a person's actions at this time. And since at this time Yishmael did not do these averis, therefore Yishmael deserves to live, and that's why Hashem paskin that Yishmael deserved to live and he got better. So Frek the Mizrahi Akasha, that L'chaira would seem that this Medrash, this Gemara, is a contradiction to the our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Ben Soiru Meira, Nidin Al Shem Soifer, that we judge him according to what is going to happen to him. That means he didn't do the Aver yet. Those Averis, these serious Averis, he didn't do them yet. Nevertheless, we say, because he's going to end up doing the Averis, so therefore we judge him now and we kill him now. That doesn't fit with the Medrash. The Medrash says that we don't judge. We only judge people by Asher Rishon. We only judge them according to the way they are now. We don't judge them according to the way they're going to be. So how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So the Mizrahi answers Mizrahi says that there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. In case of Yishmael, right now Yishmael, at this point in time, Yishmael didn't do anything. Yishmael was fine. Whatever averis he did weren't deserving of him of not going to be saved at this point in time. The averis that eventually is going to happen, those averis didn't start yet. There is no connection between his actions now and the actions that his descendants will perform later. However, the Ben Soiru Umayra has already started robbing people. He already stole from his parents, and it means he's already started performing this exact same Avera that eventually is going to cause him to get killed to perform more serious Avera. Although right now his actions don't necessarily warrant that he deserves to get killed, because just stealing from his parents doesn't mean he's going to get killed. But the same exact action that he's doing now, that he's robbing people, eventually he's going to rob people and he's going to kill them and do more serious averes. So the avera that's going to start his chiyuv misa, his obligation to get put to death, already began. So since it already began, says the Mizrahi, in such a situation, we have the ability to judge people, that we have the ability to look into the future and see, since this action is going to cause, if we don't stop it now, it's going to cause further actions to happen, therefore we are allowed to kill him now. And that's why Ben Soiru Meira is Nidin Al Shem Sofer. The Gur Aryeh, which is a Pirush on Rashi, it was written by Rashi and Chumash, written by the Maral Miprag, says a different answer. He also brings down this Kasha, he brings down the Mizrahi Ist, this Kasha, on Ben Soiru Meira from Yishmael, that why is it that Hashem said we don't judge Yishmael according to his actions in the future? And he says, Yesh Latar, it's Loi Koshem Midi. Says the Gur Aryeh, there's no contradiction over here. It's not a problem at all. This, that the Gemara says, Ain Odom Nidoin. That we do not judge a person according to his actions in the future. We only judge him Kfifi Maisim Shalois Yishol, like we say by Yishmael. That's talking about Bezn Shomailo, in Shemayim. In Shemayim, the Bezn Shomailo, Hashem does not paskin on a person to give him a punishment for an Avera that has not yet been performed. However, that's Hashem's Cheshvin. But we, down here in Bezn Shomato, we are obligated to see what the results of the future results that will come out from our actions. They're going to cause bad things to happen. So Bezdin Shomata down here, they have the right to be done in Al Shem Soifai. They have a right to say that we are going to kill this person now so that bad things don't come out later. Therefore, it says the Gur Aryeh that there's a fundamental difference between the two cases, and therefore they are not similar to each other at all. In order to explain the Bira Machloikis, to understand the Machloikis between the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh, to why each one says a different answer to this question, I think we can suggest that it's based on the fundamental understanding. How do we understand this halacha, this mishnah that says Ben Soiru Meira, that he's Nereg Al Shem Soifa, he's killed because of what he's going to do eventually? What does that mean? Does that mean there's two ways to understand it? There's one way in understanding it that the Ben Soiru Meira right now he hasn't done any avera. But we want to protect him. We don't want him to do an Avera. So if we can see into the future, and we can see that in the future this person is going to do an Avera, so, and we have the ability to stop him now from doing that Avera, so that therefore if we stop him now, he's not going to get punished in the future, because he's not going to do that Avera in the future. It says we have a right. Bezdin has the ability to stop him now from performing the Avera in the future. It's not the pshat that he is considered as if he's already done that there, and he's already chayiv, and we're killing him because it's as if he already did that avera, and therefore he's chayiv misa. It's basically a hatzola. We want to save him. We want to prevent him from doing the avera in the future. Therefore, we stop it now. And the only way to stop him is to kill him. Or do we say no? Do we say that a Ben Soiru Meira is Nidin Al Shem Soifai? It doesn't mean that we're trying to protect him. It's not meant to protect the Ben Soiru Meira. It means to say that we can see it as if the Ben Soiru Meira is already Chayiv Misa now. So it's truly a punishment. It's not, the point in killing him is not to save him and to save others from being harmed. The point is to punish him and to form every form of punishment that you get in Olam Hazeh saves a person from punishment in Olam Haba. True. But the idea is, it's an idea of punishment. We want to punish him for his actions. His actions are not so serious. Okay, but because it's Nidan Shem Sofer, therefore his actions are considered more serious than they seem at face value. The Mizrahi holds that when we kill the Ben Sayyid Umayra, this is considered a punishment. It's not considered a Hatzalah. We're not saving him from his future self. We're killing him because he deserves the punishment. He doesn't really deserve such a serious punishment. The Teretz is, it's Nidal Shem Sayyid. So the Mizrahi says, the only way we can give such a person a punishment now for what he didn't do yet, is if he already began to do an action that we could connect to his future actions. Yishmael right now, at that point in time, he hadn't done any Aveira. Did that Aveira that these descendants caused, that we can't connect that to Yishmael right now. So we don't judge him for what he's going to do. We don't kill somebody before he acts. We don't punish him before he actually does the action, the Aveira. But over here, the Ben Sayyid Umayra, he has actually begun to perform the Aveira. Okay, it hasn't reached that level, that to that degree that he really deserves to be killed, but it's possible to give him an einish for an aveira because he already started the aveira. The Gur Aryeh disagrees. The Gur Aryeh holds it's not a punishment on his aveira. The Gur Aryeh holds, the Maral holds, that the reason we killed him in Soiru Moiro is Nidin Al Shem Soifoi is to save him. We want to save him from being over that aveira. If you want to save him from being over that aveira, so the Gur Aryeh holds, he doesn't have to start doing that Aveira. If we would have the ability to look into the future and to, you know, someone is going to do an Aveira, then we'll kill him now to stop him, to prevent him from doing that Aveira. It's a prevention. It's a Hatzalah to prevent him from performing that Aveira. Therefore, the Gur Aryeh does not agree to the Mizrahi's Teretz. It's not because he started doing that Aveira. So therefore, the Gur Aryeh says, this idea of preventing somebody from performing an Aveira, that only makes sense in down here, Bezen Shalmato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future always. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whatever someone's going to do. We don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't kill people before they do an Aveira so that they shouldn't do an Aveira. It doesn't work like that. In Bezen Shalmailo, we only judge people the way they are now. We don't judge them according to the way they're going to be. Down here, Bezen Shalmata, B'derek Klal, we can't do that because we don't know what's going to be in the future. But in the case where we know for sure that harm is going to come out from this person, so then we would kill him now, not because he's chayiv, or to he deserves a punishment, but to save him from a future harm.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.